Mighty John, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well, Bob. Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well, sir. We have a very good list to start it off. Here we go. We got 10 records to look at, and each one worth at least $125. So as we kick off the flea market and flea market season, you want to keep an eye out for these. Here we go, Mighty John.
All right, number 10 on our list of the countdown, The Temptations, Motown, overall. Very collectible. Look for their album, Meet the Temptations, featuring their hit, The Way You Do, The Things You Do, currently up to $125. 1959, Lloyd Price, number one song of the year, Stagger Lee. Look for it on a 78, currently up to $125.
Mm-hmm.
The Drifters, big hit for them, Save the Last Dance for Me. The value is for the album. Current value, up to $150.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis, always worth money. And the album, the EP, Viva Las Vegas. If you have a copy, look at the label. Is it black? Well, that's up to $150. But if it's an orange record label on Viva Las Vegas, then you're up to $200.
Wow.
2002, Johnny Cash came out with his last album, The Man Comes Around. Current value up to $200.
Hmm.
The Band, Music from Big Pink. That's the album. The value is up to $250. Hmm. 2002, AC/DC, the AC/DC LP Collection. This is a set of 15 records, current value up to $500.
Wow.
The Grateful Dead, 45, Dark Star, with picture sleeve, up to $600.
Mm.
$400 of that just for that picture sleeve.
Wow.
Sex Pistols, good old Sid Vicious, had a 45 called Pretty Vacant in 1979. It was put out by Warner Brothers. You got to be careful. Look at the label. Does it show a tree-lined road on the label? No? No more than $10.
Oh.
But if it does show a tree-lined road on the record label, then the value jumps up to $600.
Wow.
And number one on our list is the first record released in the States by the Rolling Stones. Never got any airplay. Radio said, don't like the title. Stoned. Current value up to $12,000.
That is amazing. Never got any airplay. 12 grand. Wow.
They said, you know, we can't do that.
Wow. Now, this, The Band, which is right in our backyard here, the band Music from Big Pink, is worth $250. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir. The title refers to the color of the house in Saugerties, New York, where the band members basically lived, right?
You got it exactly right.
There's another one here up here that I want to mention. I'll ask you because I'm not sure about this. This was the Lloyd Price, Stagger Lee.
Yeah.
Dick Clark balked at playing that song at American Bandstand?
Well, several radio stations also refused to play it. They felt the record was too violent.
Wow.
It's an updated version of a 1911 folk song based on a real murder in 1895 of William Billy Lyons by a pimp named Stacker Lee Shelton.
Oh.
The song was originally called Stacker Lee, but in 59, Lloyd Price hit big with the version called Stagger Lee.
But
Dick
damn.
Clark said, too much violence.
No kidding. Wow. So music has changed a little bit since 1959, huh?
Yes, it has.
Oh,
I'll be playing on Sesame Street.
Oh, my God. It is Mighty John Marshall here. Moneymusic.com. You keep asking me for the website. It's moneymusic.com. I'll post this chat on our website as well. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you, and let's chat again soon, okay?
You got it, Bob. Thank you.
You got it.